Hey, Brian.
Hi, Johnny. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Fine, thank you. Thanks so much for calling us. Appreciate that.
No problem.
And where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Franklin, Tennessee.
All right, which is a kind of a suburban area of Nashville, I believe.
Yes, it is. I just got back home last night, and I'm going to spend the next couple of days here with Jen and the kids.
Good for you. That's where you're based now, is it?
Yeah, I've had a place here for about 15 years, Brian, but I also have a wee house just north of Toronto, so we sort of split up our time between depending on where I'm touring and schedule.
Well, all I know, Johnny, is that it's been way too long since you paid us a visit, so we'd love to see you again.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I love Kitchener, and my brother-in-law actually just moved to Kitchener.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he did, yeah. So I think I'm going to be spending a lot more time up in that area, which I'm looking forward to.
Well, that'll be fantastic. And, of course, when you do, make sure you drop by and see us here.
Yes, I will, definitely.
So tell us what's been going on. I notice you've done a few select appearances in concert this summer, and they're kind of interesting. They're kind of all over the place. One of them was the Ottawa Blues Fest.
Yes, which was amazing. You know, to be honest, Brian, I was going to be taking the year off. It's been a very busy couple of years, you know, traveling and recording, etc. But I had a phone call for just a few places this summer that asked if we wanted to come in and play a show. I've always wanted to play the Ottawa Blues Fest. So when the phone rang, I jumped at the opportunity. It was amazing. It was just an incredible event full of a multitude of talent, not only from Canada but around the world. So it was very nice to be part of that.
And all not necessarily bluesy at all. I mean, there's quite a diverse lineup, I noticed.
Yeah, I mean, Kanye West was performing, so, you know, somewhere between him and I guess, we would be the polar opposites, I would imagine.
I think we like you a lot better, Johnny.
Yeah, there's no chance of me stealing a trophy or something, you know, so that's good. That's a good thing.
Well, you have enough of them anyway, right?
It was great, though. I have to say, you know, just being part of that and being in the energy, the backstage area, it was wonderful, and a very humbling experience to be part of it.
Now, I also noticed you played it in Manitoulin Island, the country fest there.
Yes, which I've actually played several years ago. There's a radio station up there that has been wonderful to us through the years, and they'd asked us if we would want to come up and play a few songs. So we snuck into Manitoulin. I had a chance to go fishing and see a few people I've not seen for quite some time. So that was nice as well.
Well, you got to mix the business with pleasure, right?
Always. You got to work hard and play hard.
Yeah. And the other interesting place, I think it's in Nunavut. Is that correct? You were up north?
Yes, I just got back to the north. It's the very first time that I've ever been to Nunavut. It was incredible. The people were so hospitable, so excited to see us. We went in there for basically less than 24 hours, and we performed in a place called Kuchawak. Mm-hmm. It was just an amazing experience. I mean, I know that it's very difficult for a lot of people to get up there. This is the first time I've been there, but if anybody had the chance to go visit, I would highly recommend it. It truly is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been.
And it'd be a great learning experience, but they don't get a chance to see a lot of great performers like you up there, do they?
Well, that's just it. I mean, I think that, you know, not a lot of people take the time to go up there, and I just felt it was important. You know, there's a lot of kids up there. There's a lot of, you know, the things that matter up there are very interesting. You know, they're not any different than what's important in the South, which is family and love and sort of working together to get through the winters, you know, celebrating the spring, enjoying the summer, you know. Everything is based around the land and the sea. Which was an incredible thing to witness. The kids are so well-mannered and really well-behaved and just so excited to be able to come and see a show where there was fancy lights and singing and dancing and instruments. And it was I just felt very welcome up there.
Oh, I'm sure you were. And let's talk about your music. You got some new music coming out. In fact, it seems to me it's been over 3 years now, just over 3 years since you actually had your last album come out. So tell us about what you were working on.
Well, you know, the past 3 years, I've been doing a lot of touring outside of Canada. You know, needless to say, we did release a Christmas record in between, which did so well.
Yes.
It was just amazing. Then we re-released that Christmas record last year. I've been working on this new record. You know, I've known you guys for a long time. You know, when you're consistently output, there comes a point when you feel depleted. You know, there comes a point when you feel you need to take a wee bit of time just to refuel and you know, refocus. And that's basically what I've been up to in between the Christmas record, was working on this new album. Had the great opportunity to work with Bobby Ezrin on this new album. We had a great time making it, and I just wanted to make sure it was right, Brian. You know, I just wanted to make sure that when I came back to radio, that I was coming back with something to say. You know, I've always said that when I run out of things to say, is the day I'll stop this. You know, and I still feel like I've got a lot to say. I still feel like I can still be the voice for a lot of people that feel the same as me. So that's what I've been up to. I was working hard on this record, and the new single is released, I guess, the other day. We just shot a video. We just did the artwork for the new album, which is coming out in November. So it's busy times.
Now, when I saw the name Bob Ezrin, to country music fans, they might not be familiar with him, but his link is with groups like Pink Floyd and Peter Gabriel and Alice Cooper, and back in the 70s especially, and that's when he started to shine, and he's done so many great things. How did you get linked up with Bob Ezrin?
Well, Bob and I have a lot of the same interests. One is music education. We were on a panel one day. We were talking about, you know, I wonder what would have happened if Wayne Gretzky's father had never put a hockey stick in his hand, you know. And we started talking about music and music education and the importance of music education. We were involved with when Katrina hit you know, Louisiana. We were involved in that initiative and a whole bunch of different things. So we were just two guys with a lot in common, and I enjoyed singing and he enjoyed producing. So we jumped into the studio and we made the Christmas record that I had released, and we had such a wonderful time recording that record. We sort of just made a decision that we were going to work together on my next studio album.
All right, so what did he bring to the table to your music?
Well, I think, you know, Bob, needless to say, you've already mentioned, I could talk about Bob Ezrin all day. He's such a professional, you know, and just on a sonic level, I don't feel like I've ever recorded a record to date that is sonically as good as this record, you know. He's a real stickler for details, and it sounds really good, you know, and he has a way of sort of bringing things around you that you never thought existed. There's a couple of songs on here that, like, I just, you know, the lower register of my voice was something that I had never really explored before. And this was a great opportunity to do that. I have a song on the album called A Picture of You, which is the single, a song called Shelter Me, and another song, another several songs that really allowed me to explore parts of my voice that, to be honest, I never really knew existed.
And sometimes it takes a while to discover that. I remember a story about Elton John, who did a little bit of work with a producer called Tom Bell, who was responsible for the Spinners and the Stylistics. And when he started working with Tom Bell, Tom said to him, you never sing in the lower register. Why don't you try it? And when he did, it made a world of difference. He had a big hit with one of the songs, but it made Elton sound different.
Well, you know, Brian, I got to tell you, anybody that knows me, I grew up as a wee boy singing in pubs. And, you know, pubs are usually very noisy places, so in order to get attention, you know, you would have to make sure you were singing up.
And
really, you know, belting it out kind of thing. And that's how I grew up, and that's how I've always sang, you know. But it's been really nice to be able to work with a guy like Bob who was able to sort of walk in the vocal booth and say, hey, man, let's just dial it back a bit. Seven steps, you know.
Let's just
really sing the song, you know. Let's really focus on the lyric here, and let's tell the story the way the story's supposed to be told. And it was really nice. I really enjoyed that, and it's always good. You know, they always say you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. And I just feel very fortunate to have been able to spend a wee bit of time with Bob in the studio making the record that we did.
Well, we look forward to hearing all of that. Tell us about the single, Johnny, called Picture of You.
Picture of You is a song that I wrote. I was walking through my house, Brian. I don't get too much time at home. And I was walking through here, and I started looking at all these pictures. And there's so many of them, right? Pictures of the day I met my wife, the day we got engaged, the day we got married, the first day I got to see my eldest boy being born, my middle son, my young son, my daughter, pictures of me looking at my granny, you know. Just all these pictures of, you know, people looking back at me. And the line came to my heart that said, you know, if I leave this world with just one memory, if I could leave this world with just one memory, it would be a picture of you looking back at me. And that's how the song started, and it sort of just kind of grew from there.
I love the sentiment of that.
Thank you. It's me too, and I'm sure a lot of people will be able to connect with the song as deeply as I have, you know.
Now, Johnny, are you going to be at the CCMA Awards? You're once again in line for a fan favorite award.
Yes, you know something. I am definitely going to be there. I will be in Halifax for the CCMAs, and I can hardly wait. Halifax is one of my favorite places to go, and to be able to be part of that event this year will be wonderful. So I'll definitely be there.
All right, best of luck with the fan favorite award, and good luck to the new album. We're looking forward to hearing all of it, and the new single, especially Picture of You. Johnny, I want to thank you so much for calling us today.
Brian, thanks very much, and the very best to you, and thank you to the station. I truly always appreciate your support.
We bet. And hey, when you're visiting your brother-in-law in the Kitchener area, make sure you drop by.
Well, you have to let me know some local places I can go and grab some tea.
We'll do that, yeah.
Okay. All right, Brian.
Take care.
Cheers, mate. Bye.